Wait, is that GM Tits from Donald Trump podcast?
Yeah.
Should I be a stormtrooper?
Yes. I'm an alien. Hey, send that Star Destroyer down over there.
Yeah, mate. That's a big package.
Hello, hello. Yeah, it's compressive.
Okay, man. Here we go. You're listening to
Double Triumph,
a podcast dedicated to Star Wars role playing for the FFG system for Edge of the Empire and Age of Rebellion in the UK. Your hosts, Bob Shoy and
Tiss,
Adam Tiss, with me as usual. So we just had. I know last week I bitched and moaned about how bad the session I tried to GM was.
Oh, last pod, yeah.
Yeah, but this pod, this week,
yeah,
you GM'd a session, which was even worse.
Yeah. I don't mind. It was okay.
So you're not going to bitch and moan about us?
No.
All right, okay.
It's okay. We haven't seen each other for like
a week. We had a week off, and then we came back. It's like, we got way too much to talk about.
Yeah, exactly.
We probably, in 3 hours, how much game time do you think we actually had?
Half an hour?
If that. I would say 15 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got given a mission. We flew there. And then we went and met the diplomat.
Yeah.
And that was the end.
And it happened in 3 parts. I'm just dying to get this story underway.
You have so much banked.
But, to be fair, every week that I get to spend on it, the plot gets thicker and thicker.
As long as it's not getting longer, as long as it's just getting more dense.
Yeah, it's getting more dense.
That's good.
It's getting more mechanics into the game so that every second you're in this city, it's going to feel like a city.
Good.
It's not just going to be.
So, your next week, you're going to be like setting the city, making us feel like we're really into it, because we promised.
Yeah.
Next week, when you, because I'm letting you go again next week because we just didn't do anything.
Yeah, definitely.
When you start, we're just going to be like, heads down, let's get into this.
Yeah.
You got to make it feel rich and alive. You're bringing sound effects and shit.
Yeah.
Do it.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm excited for next game. You said for this story, the one we just chat all over, you had loads of like new mechanics and stuff planned for it.
Yeah.
We didn't actually get to do any of them.
Yeah.
So next week, we'll get to chalk some chance cubes.
Yeah.
But for now,
yeah,
no chance cubes this week.
No chance cubes.
Any Star Wars news?
The two comics came out.
Very quickly.
I say two because Leia doesn't count.
Well, it was a triple bill this week with Star Wars, Vader and Leia all out on the same day. And I'm just very quickly going to say, anyone who intends to read the comics, can you please go and read Star Wars issue 6 so that we can just discuss what happens in it next week, because something very major to the Star Wars canon happens. Nothing that really changes anything, but something that really changes the way you look at a certain character.
Yeah. And
oh, have I said too much?
Oh, yeah, no, I nearly gave it away. Who's that dude, Lufa?
Idris Elba.
I fucking love him to be in the Star Wars films. Idris Elba
in
a Star Wars film. Young Lando. Let's make it happen.
But he doesn't look anything like Billy Dee Williams just because he's black.
I know. Okay, Lionel Richie as Lando.
I like that if it's a new black character introduced, everyone's like, oh, is he related to Lando?
Yeah. I'm thinking right now, it could be wrong, but is there any other black characters in
Mace Windu?
Apart from Mace Windu.
There's a black woman on the Jedi Council, isn't there? No, she's not.
There's not a lot of black characters in Star Wars.
I'm an alien!
There's no black characters in Star Wars.
Mace and Lando.
And the new dude. Yeah.
And Finn.
And Finn, yeah. And Elba, if he fancies it.
Just casting him.
I'd love Elba.
He's already in Thor. That's like a big sci-fi series as it is. Thor.
And he's linked to Disney, so he could do it.
Yeah, that is true.
Oh, mate. He would be so good.
He's good in Thor, mate.
He's like, oh, mate, it'd be fucking sick. Who would you most like to see in a Star Wars
film? Who would I most like to see in a Star Wars film?
And who would he be playing?
Elba has made me want Elba.
Yeah, Elba, definitely. Elba is a new character, is his own character.
There's some people I love, but I just wouldn't like them in Star Wars. Like, I would like Elba in Star Wars.
Mm.
And as much as we like loving Matthew McConaughey just now, I wouldn't like him in Star Wars.
No. No, he's like a real life. Well, that's why I said it's sort of sci-fi. But no, he, like, yeah, Earth sci-fi.
But who would I like in Star Wars? Probably Elba.
Is that your, like, number one?
For a choice for Star Wars?
If they hired you...
I feel like I've been so convinced by you, because you've just said it. I'm like, yeah, that one. The one he just said. Yeah, I love it.
If Disney... I've never even thought about that it's before, like you're until now. And now it's, like, the only thing I can think of.
It's like I'm, like, funding the film, and you come to me, and I'm just like, I love it! Like, anything you fucking suggest to me.
Had your Bruce Willis in Star Wars?
No, I don't want that.
No.
A lot of the big actors I don't like big actors in Star Wars.
Imagine Leo.
No, don't want it. I don't want Jago either.
Jago?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh,
I don't want him in Star Wars.
No way.
None of
Johnny
these guys.
Johnny Depp?
No.
But he signed to Disney.
No, if they put Johnny Depp in,
imagine that.
I'm out.
What would he play though?
This is a rumour going around that who was it? Someone's playing a stormtrooper in Force Awakens, like someone really famous. But you only ever see him in their stormtrooper thing. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I think you told me about it. I can't remember who it was.
It was like someone really famous. Bond.
Oh, Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig apparently is playing a stormtrooper in Force Awakens.
Wow.
Yeah, he's just like he's one of the troopers, like in the background.
Well, because he's such a big Star Wars fan.
Yeah, he asked if he could be in it, and they're like, he was like, "Can I just be in it as a trooper, like a cameo?" And they're like, "Yeah, right."
I would do that.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I don't know how much of that's
I'm not a famous actor, though, so. Not quite the demand for me to be a Star Wars. Sorry.
Wait, is that GM Tits from Double Trial Podcast?
Yeah. Do you want to be a stormtrooper?
Yes.
Imagine I said no. What a gun I'd be.
Yeah. Do you know who's playing Captain Phasma, don't you?
No.
You know who Captain Phasma is, don't you?
No.
Do you know the Chrome Trooper?
Oh, right, yeah.
From the trailers.
Oh, okay, I think I know this, but tell me.
Who is it?
I can't remember.
Can't remember the actress's name.
Actresses?
Yeah, it's a girl. It's a woman.
Oh, okay. Maybe
she plays Brienne in Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I like that.
That's amazing.
That's pretty cool.
Is she playing a woman, though?
Yeah.
Stormtrooper woman?
Yeah, Captain Phasma.
It's weird. Do they have women?
Well, they do now, because they're just making up as they go along, aren't they? Fucking new canon, mate.
To be fair, it's the end of the Empire. They'll get everyone they can get, really, isn't it?
Yeah. So I think that's a pretty interesting choice.
Well, after she took a vow with Catherine Stark, she didn't stop. And now she's a stormtrooper, still trying to find Sansa.
Right up the ranks.
Yeah. Now that I'm thinking of Star Wars characters, there's not a lot of actors, apart from Idris Elba, that I can think of that I'd like. Just name another actor that you'd want.
Well, that's like I say, everyone I think of, I'm like, I like him, but I don't want him in Star Wars.
Yeah, no, that's it.
Don't want Tom Hardy.
Oh, no way. None of them, because they're too major... that they take away from the story. The whole thing about Star Wars is the story. Like, if you think the actors...
I don't want Colin Firth.
Colin Firth. Oh, my God. Vince Vaughn. Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson.
I don't want Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, I don't want Woody Harrelson. What about Woody Allen?
No, I don't want him.
What about...
I don't want Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, oh my God, Tom Hanks would be amazing in Star Wars.
No, he would.
He would.
You know what? I could actually see him as
like
a moth.
On Tatooine.
I can imagine him as a moth.
As a moth, yeah.
Grand maybe. Moth Hanks.
But
that's the title of this episode.
Hey, send that Star Destroyer down over there.
Oh my God.
That's not him.
No, it's not.
What about Christopher Walken?
No.
That would be amazing. Hey, why you be the wise guy? Christopher Walken. Yes.
Kevin Spacey. No. I don't want any of these guys.
No.
Bryan Cranston.
No.
Green Jason Street. Statham for Star Wars.
Oh, no. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Stallone. Stallone is a melted jabber. It'd be so good. They'd save so much money on makeup.
As a melted jabber.
Hey, come over here! Give me chimichanga!
We wouldn't even have to make him speak in Huttese. He'd just be like, what's he saying?
What about Jack Nicholson?
No.
What about...
I don't know. The only actors they can pull out are ones I don't really know.
Who's the dude from Meet the Parents?
It's because Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler in Star Wars. Hey, I'm walking here!
Ben Stiller.
Oh, fuck no. That'd be terrible. Ben Stiller is like a moth.
Who wouldn't be terrible?
Who's the other dude? The really famous one.
In what?
In Meet the Parents. Who's not famous for Meet the Parents. It's insulting I'm even referring to.
Robert De Niro.
Imagine him in Star Wars.
No. None of these actors work in Star
Robert
Wars.
Robert De Niro, man. There's Robert De Niro. Elijah Wood.
No. I don't like any of them. I like it to be newcomers. Not unknowns, but like not big actors. Like the ones they've chosen to be the new characters in Force Awakens. I really like the choices they've made for Force Awakens, like the cast. Right, we need to get off this topic, because it's going to be like half an hour of us being like, just saying actors' names.
Okay, so, top actor to be in Star Wars, Idris Elba.
Probably Idris Elba right now.
There's no other actor.
I'm going to text you later and be like, no, this guy!
What about Harrison Ford?
Yeah, he's in it, man.
Yeah, again.
What about Ewan McGregor? Oh, Star Wars news.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Rupert Grint for Star Wars.
Who?
Rupert Grint.
Oh, God. Weasley. It'd be Weasley in Star Wars as well. A bit like Smuggler. Weasley.
Smuggler. Oh, guys. How's it going? Bloody hell, mate. That's a big package.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah. Still going to Star Wars news. Rumours going around.
Yeah.
Ewan McGregor signed up. Unnamed deal with Disney for some films. Everyone's thinking, what's that? Star Wars.
Yeah.
Everyone's thinking, what's that? He was Obi-Wan, wasn't he? And everyone's thinking, they're going to do a film between episode 3 and 4 about Obi-Wan in exile, trying to contact Qui-Gon, watching over Luke, running in with Owen Lars. And I was like, that's pretty cool. Then I heard rumours, apparently Obi-Wan trilogy. What do you think?
Be amazing. If Liam Neeson comes back.
Ooh, I hadn't even considered that.
Yeah, Liam Neeson that. And Qui-Gon.
Yeah.
I'd love one film to be Liam Neeson. Oh, it should be Ewan McGregor, wouldn't it? That's making him look really young. That wouldn't work. Flashbacks with Qui-Gon.
Oh, the other rumour is, you know I said about the Star Wars anthology films? They said the second one is probably going to be Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Now, more rumours. Apparently, in that film, they're also going to have a young Han Solo.
Which will be...
Which is what you said about, like, what about the one young Han Solo? Well, apparently that's going to be in the
Boba Fett from film. Kingsman.
Now all these rumours are linking up to make it sound like something that might be believable.
Oh, I don't really want that, guys.
Oh, believe it when I say it. I haven't watched Kingsman yet.
I've never seen
apparently
it.
He is really good.
Vin Diesel for Star Wars. Vin Diesel.
No.
A little bit.
No.
A little
the
bit,
Rock,
though.
The Rock for Star Wars.
Oh, no!
I do love The Rock.
I like The Rock.
He's a really cool guy.
I just hope he doesn't get sucked into the whole Expendables kind of... No, is it Expendables?
Yeah,
Expendables. Oh, God, I hate this one.
Cast of Expendables for Star Wars. Can you imagine? This is like my nightmare. They push it so far that it's like the next anthology film is about bounty hunters, and it's the cast of Expendables as a group of bounty hunters.
Oh, God. I just hope that the Star Wars films don't become too predictable.
Yeah.
Like when you watch them,
that's the
like,
only thing I'm worried about.
Happen.
I'm worried about the fact that they're going to have a film every year.
Yeah.
I'm going to be like fatigued by Star Wars.
Yeah.
And I never want to be fatigued by Star Wars.
No.
Like part of me, like 90% of me is like, holy shit, a Star Wars film every year. This is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
But just that tiny little thing is like, I hope they don't overdo it.
Yeah. I really hope they choose the directors well and don't fuck it up, basically.
Anyway, I have to cut all of this.
Yeah.
Like, people moan when we don't talk about Star Wars role-playing. Like, if we talk about Star Wars and it's nothing to do with role-playing, they're like, hey, way off topic. We're not even talking about Star Wars.
Yeah. We'll probably have to record, like, the other half of this pod next week anyway.
I have to get back on track. You know what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to roll in a round of EU or PUC on you right now.
Sweet.
Current score, 2-1 to me, mate.
Is it 2-1?
Because it was 1-1. I played the one at the end of last episode.
Which was... Was that from...
It was from the Jibs game.
From the Jibs game.
You were in it, and it was the one where the Emperor had two Triclops sons.
Oh, yeah.
None of you guessed that. So obvious, mate.
Peusa.
So you've got a... Like...
The actual EU is more Peusa than your fucking Peusa. Yeah.
Okay, what have I got here? Okay, EU or Peusa?
Let's do it.
Luke is decapitated but lives on with a robot body.
Right.
Luke fights against werewolves and centaurs.
Okay.
Boba Fett is alluded to being a homosexual.
What?
One of them is a EU. Two of them are Peusa. All three of them are Peusa. But one of them actually existed within the EU.
I am going to say the Boba Fett homosexual one.
Okay. So you think Boba Fett was alluded to being a homosexual?
Yeah.
You don't think Luke was decapitated ever?
I don't know.
You don't think he ever fought werewolves and centaurs?
No, I don't think so, but...
3-1 to me, mate.
Oh, what a one.
He fought werewolves and centaurs.
That was the last one I would have picked again.
In the Crystal Star.
Fuck's sake.
In a book called The Crystal Star, Luke fought against werewolves and centaurs.
New plan. I'm just going to choose the most unlikely one.
Yeah. My ones are more believable than the real ones.
The homosexual one was more believable because it's like, it's outrageous, but...
Is anyone gay in Star Wars?
Don't know. No, not really. Lando?
Not really.
Let's do one more.
You want to do another one?
Let's do one. Let's do three.
Okay. No, one. You got one, a Boba Fett special or non?
Boba Fett special.
Okay. EU or Peusa, Boba Fett special.
Okay.
Take Captain Solo to the cargo hold. What Boba Fett says, isn't it? It's like one of his only lines.
Yeah.
Am I right in that? Take Captain Solo to the cargo hold?
Stick him in my cargo hold.
Says something like that. I'll lay it in right now. He says...
Put Captain Solo in the cargo hold.
Oh. Okay. Boba Fett trains Han and Leia's daughter.
Right.
Boba Fett starts a mining operation with Lando Calrissian. Boba Fett kills Chewbacca. Do you feel like this game's going to end up being like 10-1 for me?
Yeah, because it's so hard.
So he trains Han and Leia's daughter. He starts a mining op with Lando where he kills Chewbacca.
Starts a mining op with Lando.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's the most outrageous.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
No! What was it? He killed Chewbacca?
He trained Han and Leia's daughter.
Why is it always the last one I think of? It's literally always the last one I think of.
Oh, man.
What I've got to do is guess in my head.
When I think of these, I'm like, he's going to guess the real one straight away.
No. Let's do another one.
Triple bill. I've only got one more, so I have to think of some more for next time.
Cool.
Triple bill, EU or Peusa, to make up of all the bullshit we've just been talking.
Yeah.
We've got no EU... fucking RPG stuff to talk about because we haven't had a fucking game.
Before we finish podcast. This pod next week, right?
Maybe. I might put up. This is either going to be very short or the first half of a longer episode.
Cool.
Okay. Chewbacca eventually becomes a Jedi. Already you're like, oh my god, I don't know.
I bet that's the one.
Count Dooku is Han Solo's uncle.
I thought you were going to say he's a Wookiee.
Or Palpatine's ghost possesses a clone.
Fuck's sake. Palpatine's ghost? What?
Chewie becomes a Jedi, Dooku is Han's uncle, or Palpatine's ghost possesses a clone.
Oh god, all of them are so outrageous. But I can't even pick the worst one because they're all the worst one.
I need to start writing down what book they're from. Like, sometimes I do. Like, that other one was from The Crystal Star, but I haven't written down which book this is from.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I'm going to pick this one because it's the last one I would have picked.
Okay.
Dooku is Han's uncle.
You're wrong. Palpatine's ghost possesses a clone.
I was going to fucking guess that one. That was like my most likely one.
So what's the score now after that triple bill? 5-1.
5-1, yeah.
5-1, mate.
I was going to choose the Palpatine one, but I knew that I just thought you'd be like...
I'm going to come up for two more for next episode.
Sweet.
Two more to try and bring you up.
There's no way. That's so ridiculous.
I feel like if it starts getting to like 10-1, I might have to start retiring the game. Yeah. Because it's going to get ludicrous.
But the fucking EU is ludicrous, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like I have to retire because I'm going to run out of ridiculous stories from the EU, because I will never... I can pick every sentence from the old EU and it would be ridiculous.
We'll keep it going, even if I'm losing.
Okay. Just see how much.
Yeah.
Thing is, you won. Like, the first one, wasn't it? You got right. And then it's all gone downhill from there.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't realise how ridiculous the EU would be.
Maybe you need other people here, because you can, like, bounce off their opinions.
Palpatine's ghost was the most likely for me. But then I thought that... that other one was
it? I didn't think I'd be able to have such a good poker face on against it. I thought I'd be like letting stuff slide, but I'm trying to be very calm about it.
I don't even remember the one I said.
Cantacuous Hans Uncle. I was like, no, I think that one, that's stupid. Sometimes I'm like, what's really stupid that I can chuck in?
But then sometimes the stupidest one is the EU.
Yeah,
that's why it's so hard.
These are the things that I'd like heard rumours from people who read the old EU. Which made me always be like, I never want to read a Star Wars book.
Mm.
But now, read them.
I read the new ones.
Yeah. I've got Lords of the Sith.
Pants. Yeah?
Yeah.
Any good?
Haven't read it yet.
Oh.
And when I finish the book I'm reading now, I'm going to read Lords of the Sith. And, Star Wars RPG.
Yeah. Didn't play any this week, so.
Is this the most flaked out podcast?
No.
Ever?
No. It's interesting. The listeners.
I'm going to cut 90% of this.
Yeah, probably.
Like 90% of this.
And put it into our new pod.
It's going to end up being 15 minutes long.
Our new pod.
I don't know if I should just put it up anyway, even if it is only 15 minutes, because it's been like a fortnight since we've gone up.
Yeah, you can do.
You know what? I'm going to put this up anyway. It's going to be short. It's going to be shit. But you know next week's going to be good. We've got a double round of EUP, so I'm writing some new stuff up.
Some trance cubes.
We've got a lot of chance cubes, interesting mechanics that Tiz has been writing up that he didn't get to show off this week. We're going to come fresh off a really in-depth game that Tiz has been writing for a long time and has been excited about us playing, and we're going to be really into it. He's going to set some atmosphere, so we can talk about atmosphere setting.
Yeah, music.
In games, which is another thing we want to talk about regularly, like how to get people involved. Actually, we'll talk about that a bit now.
I got a feeling about this.
Today, when we arrived on the planet, the storyline as it is, we are our little Age of Rebellion, our little group of rebels, got sent on a missing persons case for, they're like rebel sympathisers. Mm-hmm. And there's been a few of these been going on that different rebel groups have been like sent on the case for, yeah, and they're like, there's a pattern of forming now, so I want you to go and check on this latest one. Now, some of the people that got missing, they've actually found like bodies of and stuff. And on one of the bodies, and there was a note of like a little symbol, which Tiss then passed around the table when he passed us the note.
Yeah.
So it's a little touch, but it's good, isn't it? It's atmosphere. It's like, this is what they found. So he's talking to us as like the commander. He's like, yeah, this was found in one of the bodies, and just hands it straight over to our commander.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, what's that?
Yeah.
So there you go. That's our segment.
Much like a reveal.
That's our segment on atmosphere. What do you want to call the atmosphere feature?
Atmosphere.
I have a feeling about this.
It's 5-11. Do you want to go? Yeah. It was a boring conversation anyway.
Boring conversation anyway.